It's going to be a really good topic. It's about our will. Now, this is not necessarily willpower. It might have something to do with it. It's not necessarily our desires, but it's all about our will, and which is our chooser. I think I've heard it that way before. And it's part of the soulish realm. At the same time, we aren't able to live in the spirit unless with our will we choose to. We choose to lay down our lives to live in the spirit. So this topic, a lot of times people think, oh, already I have willpower, I'm disciplined. Great. I am too. I was too. However, if we are not laying down our will to what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, things don't work out. And so we're going to start today with just an example that everybody is used of. And let me just start with my notes here because it'll be more seamless. Okay, did you all know that our Father God created us? This is simple, but let's review. To fellowship. He created us to fellowship with Him. He created us to live an abundant life. John 10:10. The thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give us life and that more abundantly. And that's in all senses of the word. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, socially, financially, spiritually. Might have already said that. Then also Jesus, when we accepted Jesus and got born anew, the blessing was imparted to us. And we all know this scripture, Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord makes us wealthy without painful toil and sorrow. Those are just a conglomeration of translations in one, but it's the blessing. So the Lord has designed that we be blessed. We're His special treasure. We are to stand out. We are to be a blessing to bless others. And then Deuteronomy 8:18, it is the Lord, it is Father God. He gives us power to get wealth. And we don't stop there. Why does He give us power to get wealth or to receive wealth, really? To establish His covenant. So everything that we do is not about us. The quicker I learned that, the quicker I learned that it's not about me getting myself out of the pit. Or if I could only have this, and this, I would be better. If this happened, if I was married, oh, life would be better. If I had children, I just want children, that would life would be better. Or a lot of people say, if I just got that $1 million that I've been believing for, life would be better. I've sown for it. That is friends. God has all these promises for us, a spouse, children, finances. If we are not experiencing these things, then we are, something's out of line. And I'm going to be really direct because I needed someone to be direct with me, and the Holy Spirit was very direct. And He said that we are here to be an example of life unto Him and live with God as He lives in us and shows others how His kingdom works. We don't get wealth or be strong or successful in business so that we can say, get everybody's attention, so we could say, look here, look to God. It is God who does it. And it took me a while to realize that it's not my production, it's not my performance, it's my obedience. Why don't we see more believers living and blessing? Living like God's children, as we just talked about, and blessing God's people or just blessing people and helping more understand the kingdom of God. Well, because in the past, God's children weren't willing to let go of their will unto Him. Now, some of you might say, well, that's not me. I serve God, I live unto God. I am not pointing fingers and I'm not talking to anyone. This is what the Lord showed me. I thought my will was surrendered to God. So this is just something that we let the Holy Spirit help us with. People can say that they're or confess that they're Christian, yet here is an example where we always know where the will is. It's tied to where our money goes. I'm not afraid to talk about it. Where does our money go? Where does your money go on a weekly basis? Where do you, does it go to food, groceries, family, children, bills? Like, let's be honest, where does our money go? What percentage of our money goes to God's kingdom? What percentage do we keep? I heard someone say before, it's not about how much we give, but it's about how much we keep. And then sometimes people keep under the guise of savings. Now, I'm not against savings at all. It's just a lot of times people say, oh, we got to save for this. I have a family, got to save for that. But that's great if that's what God told you. Most of the time, it's a lie to ourselves because we are afraid if we don't have like a cushion, then we're going to be out and we're going to be in trouble and it's going to be a challenge. I'm not saying to be stupid or not have a budget or anything like that. What I'm saying is I'm supposed to ask these questions per the Lord to, for all of us to see what are we doing with our money and are we kidding ourselves about any of it? Did you realize? Oh, that whatever we hold on to, or what, more importantly, whatever we can't let go of or don't want to let go of is controlling us. So if we're not willing to give our favorite piece of jewelry, or, you know, the Lord had me empty all accounts. The Lord had me sew before I stopped my job, before I quit my job, and I was sowing and sowing and planting and planting and giving in His kingdom. He, for my case, He told me not to invest in any type of stock market or any type of anything. He said, if you want the biggest return on your investment, plant it into My kingdom. And where I tell you, meaning the soil of the kingdom is not the same. And it's not necessarily where ministers, ministries, outreaches are saying they have needs. Because as we know, it is our God who supplies all our needs, wants, desires, according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. So the Lord taught me to invest in His kingdom work, because that's what is matters to Him. And that's what actually will give the greatest return, not only in finances, but it's God's kingdom work. Okay, so did you realize that when you sow into King Worldwide, I'm using this as an example. I'm not telling anyone what to do or coercing anyone. God loves a cheerful giver. But when you sow into King Worldwide, it's not about being a blessing to me or my parents or anybody that we help. It's about God's kingdom. When you obey God, when we obey God and sow financially into any ministry, and including King Worldwide, we are giving to God and the work that God established through King Worldwide, and then the anointings and gifts that He's imparted into us in this ministry. In addition, when we partner, then the gifts and anointings on you are shared with the gifts and anointings on us in this ministry and whoever's part of this ministry. And so the Lord taught me, I'm not giving to ministries to support the people or to support the outreaches. That is fine if that's another type of giving. But in general, investing, the Lord has taught me that what does He want me to do? And am I willing to give it all? He has had me empty my pockets many, many times. And quite frankly, I get excited because it tells me something huge is happening. And He's just testing me, not testing me in a bad way, but seeing, am I still willing to give? And He always has more and has something better. The scriptures that we can refer to is Mark 10, verses 29 and 30, where it says, for those who, this is paraphrase, those who give for Jesus' sake in the Gospels receive 30, 60, 100 fold, actually 100 fold in this scripture, excuse me. So God's kingdom, the good news of telling about how much God loves us and that we can just repent of living like this world and turn to Him because we're His child. 1 Timothy 6:19, this is from the Passion Translation. These spiritual investments, so that means when we're sowing in to places or people that God says to, it's not necessarily about the person's anointing, it's when God says, it will provide a beautiful foundation for the person's lives who's sowing and secure for us a great future as we lay our hands upon the meaning of true life. So as we obey God and consistently give, I will repeat, with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I'm not asking for money. I'm giving you an opportunity to sow into fertile ground. That's all I do. the Lord handles it, and the way we're blessed is by our giving. And my goal is to have less and less for me, more and more for him, because that puts the pressure on him. Isn't it Malachi where it says, the tithe prove me now herewith? That's the only place in the scripture where it says to prove God with our finances and our money. And so it goes back to our will. Are we willing to let go? Are we willing to go there with that, with the money thing? And it goes back to, a lot of times people say they're serving God and they're doing this and that, and but then their money is going to, like the Red Cross. I'm not judging, but you research the Red Cross and see where your money goes if you give blood or go or donate there. I'm just going to say that. A lot of places, if you don't know from where the whole process of where the money goes, then a lot of times it's not going where it says. So we get moved emotionally and by our will. Oh, we gotta help them. Well, that's the devil trying to take from us. So we give to ministries because the Lord taught us to share in his kingdom anointings through partnership. I just told you that. God supplies all our needs. I already said that. It is about seeking the Lord and discerning if he would have us connect with his kingdom work and ministry. Yet we don't think in terms of needs or wants or what ministries or places are saying they have need of this, they have need of that. I am not cutting it down. All I'm saying is seek the Lord, because if we're just answering in the soulish realm, I have found from experience, anything done in the soulish realm by the mind, will, emotions, someone has a need and we feel like we've got to support that. That's feel like got to support it. That is a natural soulish realm. And that is going to keep people in the soulish realm. But when we allow our soul to be renewed by the Holy Spirit and his word, we operate in the higher kingdom. And the Lord wants us to operate, seek him and operate in this. So how does this tie into our will? Well, the Lord taught me starting in 2012 about in the first big item, I think you know the story that he tapped me on my heart and asked me to give a really expensive watch away. It was a Cartier watch. I was very excited. One, because I really heard his voice, not audibly. And there was a split second of a decision of my will. But it was, let's see, I surrendered in June. It was July, August, September. It was 3 months after this laying down of my will to God's will. And he tapped me in my heart. I was sitting beside a lady and he said, give her your watch. It was a split second. I had to decide with my will if I was going to obey or not. Thank God I did. And it's because I had been spending time in the Word. My whole life had changed. Because I gave up my will for having a husband, my will for being like a mogul, millionaire mogul, you know, like all those are fine. It's just the priorities and the will. Are we willing to lay down our will and wait on what the Lord says? And I'm telling you from experience, it's going on 10 years and I would never do anything different. It is the greatest life, not because of the outer items, because of the inner peace, the inner knowing, the relationship is always on fire and growing. And the Holy Spirit, there's nothing like it. But if my will, if I was back and forth with my will about should I do this, should I do that, what about this, what about that, that's the soulish realm. There's no back and forth in the Spirit. So this is an encouragement to lay down our will unto the Lord and let him guide us by the Spirit. If we're in opposition with the Holy Spirit, the flesh is going against the Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit's going to stand down, because as I would, if I loved someone and they didn't want to participate in something, forcing someone to do something is against their will. It's not free will and it's not true love. So the Holy Spirit's true love. And so this is just encouragement. See what we can lay down. What is going on in our will that we're not willing to lay down? And then pray about it and see, because it's probably a blockage in some way. Okay, I love you all. Talk soon.